Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, kebakaran masih terus berlangsung di beberapa negara bagian Australia, terutama di New South Wales, Victoria, dan Australia Selatan. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison pada hari Kamis yang lalu, tanggal 2 Januari, melakukan kunjungan dan bertemu muka dengan masyarakat di kota Cobargo di Bega Valley, New South Wales Selatan, yang dilanda kebakaran hutan. Namun, Perdana Menteri telah meninggalkan pertemuan itu setelah penduduk setempat yang marah melontarkan makian verbal kepadanya. Kota Cobargo di Bega Valley dilalap api pada malam tahun baru dan menewaskan 3 orang penduduk serta lainnya kehilangan rumah, usaha, ternak, dan padang rumput ketika kebakaran itu melanda di sana. Penduduk setempat merasa kecewa dengan kurangnya dukungan yang diterima pada saat itu.
Every single time this area has a flood or a fire, we get nothing. If we were Sydney, if we were North Coast, we would be flooded with donations, with emergency relief.
Perdana Menteri Morrison menjawab dengan mengatakan bahwa ia akan berbuat sedapat mungkin untuk keselamatan semua warga Australia.
Right here and now, it's about people's safety. And we need to focus on that, particularly as we're going into what will be a very difficult weekend. And so, you know, this isn't about, as I said, me or anyone else. It's about what is needed here on the ground. And I understand people are feeling very, very raw. And that's been on display here. And that doesn't surprise me.
Sementara itu, Menteri Transportasi dan Jalan Andrew Constance yang berada di pantai selatan saat kebakaran terjadi telah mengecam Perdana Menteri dalam sebuah wawancara dalam acara televisi saluran 7 Today. Constance adalah anggota Parlemen Partai Liberal dan juga anggota untuk Bega. Ia mengatakan mengalami sendiri penderitaan yang melibatkan begitu banyak warga Australia. Dan ia mengerti perasaan orang-orang di Cobargo yang mencela Perdana Menteri dan mengatakan bahwa mereka mungkin memberikan sambutan yang layak untuk diterima.
You know, I say this to the Prime Minister today. The nation wants you to open up the checkbook, so obviously help people rebuild their lives. I know this is tough, and I know I'm on his side of politics, but, you know, Gladys and Shane Fitzsimmons came here 2 days ago, and they obviously visited the fire-affected part of my electorate in the north. Glad's going to come back, but, you know, this is the feeling that people are going through, and I really need everybody to rally together to just support each other.
Keadaan darurat dan larangan kebakaran selama 2 hari telah diperlakukan di seluruh negara bagian New South Wales mulai hari ini karena diperkirakan hawa panas akan melebihi 40 derajat Celsius dan kecepatan angin akan mencapai 60 km per jam. Sementara itu keadaan bencana terus berlanjut di seluruh negara bagian Victoria. Premier Daniel Andrews mendesak orang-orang di komunitas yang terancam untuk segera mengungsi. Ia mengatakan bahwa sumber daya tidak tersedia untuk melindungi semua masyarakat di jalur kebakaran dan keadaan bencana memberikan kekuasaan bagi pemerintah untuk memaksa warga mengungsi jika mereka berada dalam keadaan bahaya.
If you can leave, you must leave. If you don't, we simply cannot guarantee your safety. Others may be put into harm's way trying to protect you, and you may well find yourself isolated and cut off for an extended period of time following fire activity that will almost certainly occur tomorrow, Saturday, and potentially into Sunday.
Menteri Kepolisian Victoria, Lisa Neville, mengakui bahwa keadaan bencana memberi pemerintah lebih banyak kekuatan dari sebelumnya, namun mengatakan itu hanya diperlakukan untuk memastikan masyarakat tetap aman. Ia mengatakan kebakaran diproyeksikan akan membahayakan masyarakat dan ingin memastikan semua orang seaman mungkin.
That clearly showed that both the footprint of this fire and the communities likely to be impacted was going to grow significantly, including on those communities that already are impacted. What this provides for is unprecedented powers, and as the Premier said, this is an unprecedented move to use the state of disaster powers. But it is unprecedented in terms of these fires and the risk that it poses to our communities.
Sementara itu, Komisaris Manajemen Darurat Victoria, Andrew Cripps, mengatakan kondisi di lapangan sangat mengkhawatirkan saat ini.
The state's dry. It's really dry. It's warming up again. and we're going to see some wind. So fairly light northerly winds, but what we're seeing is unusually low humidity, less than 10%. And what that means is that fires will travel at night. And people talk about fires 5 years ago, and that was not the case. Generally, fires overnight would settle down and you could, I guess, rest and regroup, but that's not what we're seeing.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.